Boston Police Department documents reviewed by WBUR provide, for the first time, a look at how gang members are tracked. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts sued Boston Police last year to get access to the department's gang assessment database. WBUR Shannon Dooling has been following this and joins us. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi, Deb.
So BPD released these documents after the ACLU filed suit seeking access. So why don't you tell us some of the things that stand out?
This really is the first glimpse into this database. So really everything is kind of a revelation. But here are some of the basics. According to the BPD's own data analysis, there are 160 documented gangs in Boston.
Ooh.
100 of these are, quote, active gangs, with about 30 gangs, quote, actively driving violence. There are about 5,300 total individuals listed in this database. Of those, around 2,800 are listed as active gang members. So a little simple math, the remaining 2,500 people are classified as either, quote, inactive, deceased, or long-term incarcerated.
But still, that's a lot of people. What
it
do
is.
These documents say about how someone gets into this database?
Right. So the BPD uses what's known as a point system to track alleged gang behavior. So for example, if someone self-admits to gang membership, that's 8 points. If someone is observed wearing supposed gang paraphernalia, that could be a certain brand of a hat or shoes, that carries with it 4 points. Even becoming a victim or a target of gang violence can get you anywhere from 3 to 8 points. So once an individual racks up more than 10 points, that person is considered a gang member. If a person accrues 6 to 10 points, they're considered a gang associate.
So do we know how this compares with other cities that might have similar databases?
It's difficult to make an apples-to-apples comparison, but on that figure citing 160 documented gangs in the city of Boston, I did speak to an outside expert. His name is Thomas Nolan. Nolan was a lieutenant with the Boston Police Department and worked as a supervisor of the BPD's gang task force. He's surprised and concerned, he said, by that number.
I look at the criteria they use to put people into the gang assessment database and then draw these conclusions about having 160 different gangs in the city. That's a lot of gangs for a city the size of Boston.
So for comparison's sake, Deb, a recent report by the Chicago Crime Commission put the number of active street gangs in that city at 59. And it's important to note Chicago's population is about 4 times that of Boston.
Hmm. What do we know about the demographics of the people that are in the database?
Right. So this is interesting, Deb. The BPD apparently does not track the race or gender of the people that the department is listing in its gang database. So instead, what they did was cross-reference criminal records of the names listed in the database to find out what the race and gender were listed at the time of an arrest. So let's take a look at a snapshot of that breakdown when the BPD ran that analysis at the beginning of the year. 66.4% of the people in the database are listed as Black, non-Hispanic. 14.1% are listed as white Hispanic, 9.7% listed as Black Hispanic, 2.3% listed as white non-Hispanic, and 0.4% listed as Asian. Adriana LaFay is a staff attorney with the ACLU of Massachusetts. She said these numbers confirm what the organization has suspected, which is that the gang database disproportionately includes men of color.
What we see is a pattern of youth being surveilled inside their schools and outside their schools in their neighborhoods and being labeled as gang members, often simply because of the people they're being seen with and sometimes the clothing that they wear.
LaFay says the ACLU is still waiting for additional documents. The group still has a lot of questions around how information gets into the database and then especially how it's shared among local, state, and federal authorities once it's in there.
Okay. Well, we'll check back with you for those updates.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you. WBUR's Shannon Dooling.